Welcome, welcome to the OC Podcast, sports podcast, talking about NFL picks right now for week number 3, and here's my pick. In London, we got the Ravens, Jaguars. I'm going with the Ravens. In Buffalo, we got the Denver Broncos and the Bills. My team Denver goes out there. I look for the Broncos to be 3-0 here with the win right there. Now we go down to Charlotte. They got New Orleans and the Panthers, division rival here. I see the Panthers rolling, even though the offense is not good. But that's New Orleans Saints whole team is in shambles. So I see that and the Carolina Panthers D is going to stop them. So now we go to Chicago. We got the Steelers in Chicago. I'm going with the Steelers here. Chicago's still trying to figure out what's going on. They're a tough team, but the Steelers are going to keep on going to go in 3-0. The first 1 o'clock game, the game, both 2-0 teams, Atlanta and Detroit. In Detroit, I'm going with an upset pick here in Detroit. I'm going to knock off Atlanta, but it's going to be a close game, I can see. In Indy, you got the Browns, who's the favorite over Indy. I'm going with the Browns here. It was back and forth. It could go either way. It's going to be a close game. Winner by a field goal or maybe less there. I'm going with Cleveland to get their first win of the season. Now, Tampa and Minnesota. Bradford's out. I don't see Minnesota. They're home. Tampa looking good. I could see Tampa going in there with getting a road win. They go 2-0. And Minnesota falling again. It's a tough road, but without Bradford, I don't see them doing anything. We go into New England, Houston. I see New England keep it going. Houston has a rookie quarterback. You know how Bill Belichick does that around rookie quarterbacks. And I see them knocking off the Texans here. Miami and the Jets terrible. Miami keep rolling. That's my survivor pick. Going with Miami. The Giants, Philadelphia. The Giants need this win desperately, but is Odell 100%? Probably more like 85, 95. I still think he gets going here. I see the Giants winning a close one against Philadelphia. They need this, so their backs against the wall. They need this win to keep alive. Philadelphia will be there strong. But I'm going to go with the Giants here. Seattle and Tennessee. I don't like Seattle here. I like Tennessee. They're home. Seattle's offense is terrible. Defense is going to be a close game. And I think Tennessee is going to win because they're home. And I think they win by a field goal with a low scoring. Because Seattle's defense is going to keep them in it. Seattle's offense, terrible, garbage. So I'm going with Tennessee. Cincinnati, Green Bay. Cincinnati going to need this, but they won't get this win. They're going to be 0-3. And Cincinnati fans, hit the panic button. There's going to be lots of changes. I think they'll play better on offense, but I can't see Aaron Rodgers fall 2 straight games here. They're home and they get the win. Kansas City and the Chargers. I'm going with Kansas City. They'll be 3-0 with the Broncos 3-0 in that division. So that's how I'm going to see that one. On the nightcapper, Washington Redskins and the Raiders. I'm going with a little upset pick here. I'm going to go with Washington, their home, running formula, getting Cousins back into the swing of it, hitting the receivers, you know, with Pryor coming back with no Jordan Reed in this game. But I still think the Redskins will win. You see lots of Pryor. That Oakland secondary is not that good. So I'm going with an upset with the Redskins. And Dallas, Arizona on Monday night, the final week 3 game. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys after that embarrassing loss. Arizona's not that good. And I seen Zeke having a big game, running wild. Dallas will finish it up. And those are my picks. Have any comments? Leave a message. You want to talk about anything in the rest of the week? Fantasy players, all about that. So have a good one. I'm out.